Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you on a Thursday. We'll be joined at 525 or thereabouts by Wichita Wind Surge President Jay Miller to talk about the passing of Lou Schweckheimer and the direction of that franchise moving forward. Still lots of talk. I read J.J. Cooper religiously at baseballamerica.com, and these negotiations between minor league baseball and major league baseball seem to be stalled a little bit, but they got to figure out how they're going to work together in the future. And how that affects the franchise we have right here in Wichita is in some doubt.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about that until I have to, because I can't fully wrap my head around the idea that you have a AAA team and then they would never play ever in Wichita, and then you'd either go down to AA or something else happens. So
we'll
I don't
see.
Want to accept that as reality yet.
Cardinals set to return to action Saturday with a doubleheader after being off 2 weeks or more. A doubleheader? There's just no way.
You have to play a bunch of doubleheaders.
There's no way these guys can do this. I mean, you only have so many pitchers.
Well, you have a bunch of pitchers.
They haven't been in game competition. They've been.
That's why these games are now seven innings, so your starter can go three.
But they haven't even been practicing. They've been.
I'm sure they've been working out. They've been together. It's not like you can just disperse. So I'm sure they've gotten together at least.
They haven't had any formal workouts.
Okay, well, I don't know.
So how do you do that?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know the circumstances behind what's going on with the Cardinals.
Well,
but if they're being scheduled to play a doubleheader, baseball must feel as if they're ready to do that.
They have no other choice. If they're going to try to catch up in games. But there's no way that team can endure all these doubleheaders with limited what's the roster size down to? 28?
28.
Soon to go down to 26. That's not workable for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I don't think it's going to go down to 26, is it?
I thought it was. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. My family's from Harper, so I have a little story I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
My uncle, Bill Clarahan, played for Harvey Romans at Harper High. He went on to Arc City Junior College, was a junior college All-American, and I think it was called Oklahoma A&M with Hank Iba. He played,
right.
He played for them. And then our family also moved to Colorado, to Littleton, Colorado, where the Wedmans were, and my dad coached Scott Wedman when he was just a little feller. So
how about that? That's cool. Yeah, I love Scott Wedman as a college player and in the NBA, and it's always been neat that he's from the small town of Harper, Kansas.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I liked him as a Celtic, though.
Yeah, absolutely, no question. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Harper down there, you've got Danville. Danville to the east, Argonia, Freeport, Bluff City. These are towns right around.
Is anything going on in Bluff City?
I don't know, but why not take a drive down there? Didn't you go down to a game in Caldwell once?
Yeah, but that's not that far away.
Caldwell's farther than Anthony or Harper.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Jeff, who's going to believe you on anything that has to do with geography?
Well, Caldwell wasn't that far, and I think Anthony's farther. So that's just...
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm going to put it into Google Maps right now.
You go ahead. You do whatever you have to do. Caldwell is a few miles farther away from Wichita than Anthony, and definitely farther away than Harper.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
An hour and 7 minutes to Anthony. I don't think it's that far to Caldwell.
I got you.
Caldwell is an hour and 6 minutes. So they're virtually the same.
Do the miles.
Okay, it's the same. It's 49 miles.
But we were talking about Harper.
I thought you said Anthony.
They're both. I said Caldwell's a few miles farther away than Anthony.
55 minutes to Harper.
That's not miles.
50 miles. What do you want? It's farther away.
Can't you get miles?
Yes. I told you I could, and I'm going to. Caldwell's 49. It's closer.
From Wichita?
From where I sit.
That's absolutely wrong.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Look at the map. Caldwell's on the Oklahoma border. I think it's a little farther than that.
I think you're misreading the atlas. I think someone sent you a faulty atlas.
I got the right atlas. And again, you can't give me miles.
Is that a rant? I did.
How many miles is Anthony?
55.
You're telling me that Anthony is 55 miles, and that Caldwell is 49.
No, that's not what I said. Anthony's 53, Caldwell's 49.
I don't believe. Didn't you change your phone service?
Not yet.
Are you trying to?
We're getting there.
And why is that?
I haven't gotten the phones yet. Changing it because the signal's not great where I live with Sprint.
And you think Verizon will be better?
That's what they tell us. But who wouldn't say that?
Well, you're out there now where technology is just not much of a factor
it's,
for
it's
you.
It's far, but you know what? It's the further I get from technology, usually the happier I am.
Is that right?
Yes. The more content outside of television. I've been watching The Ranch on Netflix.
What do you think of that show?
Wonderful show.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God. He may be the greatest actor in the history of the world. He's that good on this show. He takes you through all the emotions. I highly recommend it. I'm not even going to hoard that show to myself and not let you watch it. I want you to watch it so we can talk about it.
Huh. Well, I'll see if I can. If I'm not in a TV watching mode right now. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not in a go down and let's binge watch mode. You know?
I understand.
And I've been in that mode before.
Well, I wasn't trying to binge watch anything. I just was on Netflix and couldn't find anything. And then here's The Ranch. I'll give it a shot. And it was good.
Let's get back to the phones at 869-1240, and we have Lon. Lon, hello.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. Bob's not going to like this, but I go to Winoka, Oklahoma all the time. I'm your retired fire lieutenant that calls you in, plays some of the
right.
games with you sometimes. Caldwell's about 5 miles closer than Anthony. And
try to tell him.
Jeff, like usual, you're right.
Thank you.
Well, I thought he was talking about Harper. Harper's closer than Caldwell.
You just said Anthony. You keep changing. He keeps changing it.
You did say Anthony, Bob.
I don't. I'd need to rewind the tape. Thank you, Lon, for nothing. Don't ever call this show again if you're going to back Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you, Lon. I appreciate it. All right, so Caldwell's slightly closer. I guess Caldwell's more due south, and Harper or Anthony are more southwest. So I guess that makes some sense.
It does make sense.
But I think very soon I'm going to get in the car with my wife, and we're going to drive down to that area.
But why?
And do some looking around.
What are you going to look at necessarily?
Just see what's going on. You said you like going through towns. I do,
yeah,
too.
On the way to other towns. I don't want to
like
go to Anthony. No
I like offense. Exploring my state. I've lived here every second of my life.
Well, shouldn't you have explored it enough by now?
No, you can never explore.
Shouldn't you at least know that Caldwell's closer than Anthony?
You can never do enough exploring. So part of getting to Caldwell is just getting on the turnpike and getting off at Highway 166, heading over there to South Haven, and then on west to
Caldwell. That's part of it.
Caldwell.
That's definitely part of it.
So that would make it it's a little tougher to get to Anthony. You got to go down Highway 42 and then get on Highway 2.
You are just in your world, right? In your element right now, aren't you? With the
looking at maps,
Highway 6.
Looking at maps is something I did a lot of in my life. I am fascinated by maps. You're not. I am.
What does that mean? I'm not.
Well, you don't know anything about where towns are or states are.
I like looking up funny.
I could probably give you a state and you wouldn't know what direction.
I like looking up funny town names. That's
Let me ask you this. What direction?
I'm not going to humor this
What
idiocy.
Direction from here is Arkansas?
Direction, it's way up in the northwest corner of the United States.
No, really. What direction
Don't
is...
Don't be an idiot.
Well, just tell me the direction.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm absolutely not going to...
And there is about a 50-50 chance you don't know.
I'm not going to dignify that with any kind of response.
Is it north of Kansas?
Yep.
Just play the game.
It is. It's north.
It's
due north, right up... I think it's the state that borders us to the north.
Tell me the truth.
It goes Kansas.
What direction is Arkansas?
Arkansas, South Dakota, North Dakota.
Do it for us.
No.
Prove yourself.
Never.
Here's Polly. Polly, welcome. Totally Polly is the moniker. You there?
Yes, I am. Not my name, but when you're in
what
Arbor,
is your name?
When you come into town on the east side, there's a little... ice cream / food stand. Make sure you stop there and get a cherry limeade and a footlong Coney dog.
Cherry limeade and a footlong. What is your name, by the way? I'm sorry if I butchered your name.
Aaron.
Who's totally Polly?
I have no idea. Aaron, you've called the show before.
Yes, sir.
All right. We appreciate your call. I'll check it out.
Did
in
he
Harper.
Just tell us to stop at Sonic?
No, foot long and a cherry limeade, but at a locally produced place in Harper.
Okay.
You see, you don't want to get out and see this.
I honestly didn't know. I thought he was.
State.
I thought he was
so back to where Arkansas is the direction.
Yeah, due north.
No, tell me the.
I'm
Jeff,
not
really,
going to do that. 100%.
I'll give you every chance. Is it due north?
Yeah.
Is it northeast?
Uh huh.
Is it east?
Yeah.
Is it southeast?
Definitely.
Is it south?
Yep.
Is it southwest?
Yes.
Is it west?
No.
Is it northwest?
Yes.
You don't know, do you? Just say yes, I know, but I don't
know. I'm not going to say that I know where frickin' Arkansas is.
If you were to get on the road, if somebody said, Jeff, you got to get down to Arkansas tonight.
I've been. I've seen the Eagles in Arkansas.
Okay. How would you get
north
there?
North Little Rock.
How would you get there?
You'd drive.
Through where?
You'd go up through Illinois.
No, tell us.
I'm not doing that.
Do it.
It's 100% not going to happen. Are we going to talk to Totally Polly or not?
Max, is there a caller named Totally Polly on the line? Okay. Put him on. Polly? Hello? That's bad radio.
Totally Polly. Call back.
Call back.
What if that's somebody?
I don't know.
That's somebody.
I don't know who it is.
No, it's somebody.
I doubt it.
I think it might be somebody.
Why?
Because I... No,
you know a person that...
No, but I know someone who might be interested in taking on an assumed name and calling the show.
869-1240 is the phone number. What do you mean you know somebody who might,
I
did
know
somebody
that,
text you or?
No, but there were conversations.
Well, tell us more about that. Conversations concerning what?
Well, I don't know if he's going to call in with an assumed name that I should out this person who may or may not be the person who's calling in under an assumed name. Because we know there's no such person as totally Pauly. Right? We can at least...
Is he trying to mock Pauly Shore?
What? Who mocks Pauly Shore?
I don't know.
Didn't Pauly Shore take care of the mocking...
But would this person have been someone who would have, in your estimation, gotten cold feet about being on the air?
No, I just think that maybe this person hasn't necessarily called into radio shows before and isn't completely sure of when he's on.
But this is a person you've been in contact with.
Yeah.
Via Twitter, via...
Oh, just via, yeah. Via.
Well, this sounds like your kind of crowd. I'll tell you right now, I bet you a dollar, Totally Pauly doesn't know how to get to Arkansas either.
I bet he does. If Totally Pauly...
And Arkansas... Why don't you just tell me what direction it is?
Because I'm not going to do that.
Will you tell me off the air?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Is it because you don't know?
No, it's because that's an insulting question, and I refuse to dignify it. I will not. Ask me another question.
All right. What direction
is... If you say a state, I'm leaving.
What direction is Phillipsburg, Kansas?
Phillipsburg? I think that's north of us, up in the north part of the state.
Just due north, or
not due north from us, but north and a little bit to the west.
Well, it's more than a little bit to the west. It's in northwest Kansas.
Okay, well, I was thinking it was in just north Kansas.
All right, here's one for you: gypsum.
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 Gypsum. I want to say, I don't know. I don't know where gypsum is.
You
don't,
thank you. It's north. Just
Salina.
Right up by Salina.
Yeah, okay.
El Saline.
Yeah, that's right. I should have known that.
Right. Absolutely.
I should have.
Okay, here's another one. Assyria.
I've never even heard of Assyria.
It's also up in the Salina area.
Then why are you,
southeast of Saline.
What's your obsession the Salina
I'm
area?
Just expressing my knowledge of the state of Kansas to you.
All you're doing is going through that KSHSAA handbook.
I'm not going through anything. I
no,
don't have anything in my
mentally
hand.
You're going through it and trying to remember.
Ask me a town.
Where the schools are. What? All right. What?
Where's? I got one for you. Where's Protection, Kansas?
I don't know.
Southwest.
Probably in the middle. Protected
southwest
by both
part
sides.
Of the state. Next, what do you got for me?
I'm trying to think. Where is? I know you know this. I'm trying to think. What city or town is center in?
Lost Springs.
Center High.
Lost Springs.
Too
thank
easy.
You.
Too easy.
You can't get me.
I could get you, but I just that's too easy.
I don't think you could. We take a break here in a minute. Steven Strasburg ejected from the stands today.
That's hard to do.
With the Washington Nationals for arguing balls and strikes. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Alec Baum making his debut with the Phillies, although that game was delayed by rain. I think they might be about to start it.
They're playing.
He is the 43rd. I put this out on Twitter. The 43rd ex-Shocker of the modern era to reach the major leagues.
Second to debut this season.
Right. But my number's more impressive. Let's get to the phones. Phil, what's up?
Yeah, Bob, this is Phil that sent you the Atlas.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, I'm getting great use out of that Atlas.
He stayed on the same page the entire time.
Well, there's a lot of detail on each page.
But exactly.
I was going to say, I really did actually order two, and that order got messed up. Apparently, you only received one, right?
I've only gotten one so far.
I'll get another one in the mail or something, because I ordered two of them, one for you because I knew you would enjoy it, and one for Jeff because I knew he needed it.
He needs it. Boy, does he need it.
Where is my dang Atlas, Phil?
Well, it was ordered same time your dad's was, but... That order got messed up, you know.
All right, hold on. Does that mean the one that showed up is automatically my dad's? Why couldn't that have been mine?
Because it's a state.
It was his address.
Okay, you know my address. That's terrifying. But thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Bob's address. Yeah. You guys enjoy. I'll get another one on the way for Jeff.
Thank you. We need to take a break, Max. We got a guest coming up, Jay Miller, president of the Wichita Wind Surge. We look forward to catching up with Jay. It's been a little while since we visited. Of course, not looking forward to talking about the late Lou Schweckheimer, who we all miss. Did so much to bring this franchise to Wichita. But we'll see what they plan for moving forward. Jay Miller, our guest next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.